this little funny series. Well, it was supposed to be funny anyway. If you didn't laugh, sorry. Anyway, here we go. A little series called Are You Kidding Me? That's how you say it. But are you kidding me? It ain't are you kidding me. No, it's are you kidding me? Say. Amen? Are you kidding me? Little story of a man in the Bible. I just wanted to have some fun. I thought it's time for me to laugh. Amen? So I want to laugh a little bit. Thanksgiving rolled along. I thought, man, I've been tilling some hard ground for a while. I'm going to laugh. Amen? So that's the plan. I tried to find in this crazy man's life something I could talk about. Let's look at it. Here we go. Are you kidding me? We're rolling, baby. There he is. Look at him. Oh, my gosh. Come on. Today's message is titled, You Are 2F. Say that with me. Come on. Just go with me. You are 2F. Amen. Now, look, you know how I am about cell phones. I was never going to have. I'm a Southerner. That's what I am. If we need you, we'll call you or we'll holler at you. Amen. It's not that hard. I was never going to get a cell phone. All right? And then I sure as heck was not going to text. My fingers are too big. How you do that? I don't understand it. Amen. I can't carry a phone this big. You know? So I was never going to text. But then about probably, five, 6 months ago, and if you're talking, you need to hush. Yeah, that was you. Anyway, come on. I'm sorry. Come on. No, listen up here. Hang in here with me, baby. Anyway, so I started texting. And Lord knows I'm terrible at it. Amen? It's sort of funny. And so I thought with this message series I'm doing, I'll use some texting. Okay? And so we did that. So today is you are 2F. You know what that means? Pop it up. You are what? Amen. Somebody says something funny to you, you can just go, you are 2F. Amen? Real fast on your phone, and they'll go, ha, 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 on the other end. All right, here we go. Let's go with it. You're too funny, baby. Here's the message rolling at you. There ain't too much funny in the Bible. There just ain't. If you're looking for a comedy, it ain't it. All right? And trust me, I've been doing this a long time. Now, I laugh when I read the Bible because of the craziness that people do. You know what I'm saying? It really wasn't intended to be funny, but I laugh because people are so, they're, you know, just like they are now in the Bible, they were whacked and messed up there. And it's funny. Amen? The craziness people do. But generally, there ain't a whole lot of funny in the Bible. But there was one man whose whole life had a lot of funny in it. At least it's funny to me. And this man, matter of fact, his name means laughter. His mama, when she had him, she's laughing. So what'd she call him? Can you imagine that, going in places and laughing at your child like that? Anyway, but anyway, so that's what she called him. She called him laughter. The man's name, say it with me, was what? Isaac. You should always know that. Why can't you? His name means laughter. Okay? I'm not so sure he thought everything was funny, though. Let's look at it. Are you kidding me? That's the series. First message is called Laugh Out Loud. That was his birth. What was funny about it? Well, his daddy was 100, his mama was 90. That's funny right there. Amen? And the whole story in the Bible as it's told, I mean, Abraham, when he hears about it, it's so funny. He's R-O-T-F-L. He's rolling on the floor laughing. And Sarah is standing A-T-T-D-L. She's standing at the tent door laughing. You know what I'm saying? Craziness. But he was born. And she said, when he was born, everybody's going to laugh with me when they hear this story. And here we are, thousands of years later, and we're still laughing about it. Amen? Second message was, X me. What does that mean? X me means, excuse me. If you're texting, you can just go, X me. X me. Amen? Because what was that about? That's about his childhood. Him and his daddy was going on a man, let's get together, go sacrifice an animal trip. Bonding. And they get out there, and Isaac goes, like, hey, daddy, where's the lamb? And he goes, you're it. And he pulls out his phone and goes, ask me? Say what? So anyway, of course, God, he raised that old knife. He's going to take his son's life. But he believed that God would provide himself a sacrifice and he would not have to do that. And therefore, even though Abraham had lots of problems, lots of mistakes in his life, he was known as a man of faith. He was called the friend of God because he believed God, and God counted on him for righteousness' sake. And God did provide a lamb, didn't he? But it wasn't too funny for Isaac. All right? And then last week, it was AAS. Yeah. Anyway, AAS is what it was last week. Alive and smiling. All right? Somebody asks you how you're doing on test, you can go AAS. Alive and smiling. Amen. Okay? Just something like that. But that was, he had survived his outing with his father. And now he's a little bit older and his mother dies. And dad was sad. And dad could have stayed sad. But dad made a decision. We've got a nation to build. And this boy ain't going to be building nothing unless I find him a woman. And the whole story was sort of funny, how that he got his bride and all that kind of stuff. And he was alive and smiling, and she was alive and smiling. Remember last week? So, let's go with the message today. Here we go. Y'all alive so far? Okay, here we go. If you're here today for the first time, this is how we preach. It's how we talk. We'll put the scriptures on the screen. Ask you to go back and forth with me. Here we go. You are 2F. You ready? You are too funny. Let's take the story forward. So Isaac marries Rebecca. He's about how old? 40. All right? So they're married about 20 years before she gets pregnant. She couldn't get pregnant. He prays, tried to work it all out, everything like that. So now that makes him how old? See, these people like to have babies when they're old. Don't they? But anyway, come on. Here we go. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were what? Twins in her womb. Twins. All right? Now, the message is called what? You are what? This is all funny. It's funny to me, everything we're going to see today. All right? Here we go. I mean, here's a guy 60 years old. You think the funny would have been over for him. Brother, the funny ain't even started in your life hardly. Wait till you see this story. Here we go. This is just me and my Bible. Right in the Bible. Here we go. The boys. So I got 3 points today. The first one is, say it with me, the what? The boys. Twins. Esau. And the first came out what? Say that again. The first came out what? And wait, I'm not done. All over like a what? Isaac's probably going, what the heck? I can't win here, man. I mean, come on. So anyway, so the first came out red all over like a what? And they called his name Esau. You know what Esau means? Just take a wild guess. Red and hairy. I don't know why they name people like that in the day. Can you call them something else so maybe people wouldn't think about it? You know what I mean? Because God, red and hairy. So here's the deal. So let me look. There you. No, I'm sorry. Son, I've got him. I'm sorry. I don't make the graphics. He does. All I said in my notes was, can you find me like an orangutan? Anyway, come on, get me off of that. Get me off of that. I got to move. F-C-O-L. For crying out loud. What? Here we go. Keep coming with me. Come on, come on. And then there's the other boy, Jacob. Two of them. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel. And his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them, so he was how old? 60. Jacob's name means, guess what? Heel catcher. Also means something else. There he is, except I believe he is holding on to a handful of hair. I'm sorry, that's what the Bible says. It means supplanter, trickster. His name means, say that last one with me, deceiver. And if you follow Jacob's life in the Bible, I don't have time to do it today, but you can get our series on Israel out there and just watch it home and find out about his life. But the bottom line is,
That's who he was. He was a deceiver. And that's what his life was. And then this AYC, if somebody texts you, you can do this. What's that mean? Aren't you clever? Yeah, somebody said, aren't you clever? Y'all didn't know I could do this, did you? Don't be texting me because I ain't going to be doing this. All right, here we go. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter. I believe his mama told him, boy, get out of the house. I'm sorry, but anyway, come on. He was a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man, dwelling in tents. He likes to stay in the house. Okay? Sure, that's what he means. Oh, boy. Anyway, Isaac loved, too, Esau because he did eat his venison. I mean, can't you find another reason to love your kid? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, really, he loved him because he loved to eat his venison. But Rebecca, too, Jacob. So this is just a crazy, are you kidding me? You got a daddy's boy and you got a what? Absolutely. You got a daddy's boy and you got a mama's boy. Which, that's life. That's fine. It's what they are. It's cool. Anyway, are you kidding me? You're too funny, you crazy family. Come on, here we go. Come on, hang in here with me. How many know I usually don't preach like this? I'm usually meaner than a snake, ain't I? Here, just go with me. Let me laugh a little, can I? So the first thing was the boys. The second point, the message is the what? The birthright. Say it to me. Birthright. Let's talk about it. Is grow. They grow up. A birthright is an entitlement for being the firstborn. It carries with it certain rights and privileges because you are born first. Okay? So know who was born first. Who? Esau. Harry Hunter, otherwise I just call him H.H. And then Jacob, clever cook. I saw him in the house. He's hanging out with mama. He's cooking. I can see it. CC. So you got HH and CC. Amen? Hey, sorry. How do I know this? From the Bible. And Jacob did what? Sod pottage. Esau came from the... He was faint. What does that mean, Jacob sod pottage? He's in the kitchen cooking. Cooking soup. That's what he's doing. And Esau came in from the field. He was hunting. And Esau said to Jacob... Esau's talking to his brother. Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red soup. For I am faint. Therefore, his name was called Edom. Esau's name means red and hairy. Edom means red. The Edomites is where we get. The Edomites come from Esau. I've been to the Middle East many, many times. Traveled down to Petra. It's below Petra. If you know your map, Jordan and Petra and Edom. So, I want some of that red soup. And Jacob's a what? He's a deceiver. He's clever. Jacob said, sell today your birthright. And Esau said, behold, I'm at the... Are you kidding me? You just been out hunting. Now you about to die? What is up with that? And what profit shall the birthright do me? Isn't that the dumbest thing on the planet or what? Say. Sell out ourselves. Say, we think for immediate gratification this situation is going to make me feel good for the moment, so I act like an absolute idiot and I do it. You ever done it? Say. He's not alone here. I can't live without this. And Jacob said, swear to me this day. Swear unto him. And he sold his birthright to Jacob. He did it for a bowl of soup. What have you sold your life out on? Something so stupid. You hear today? Stupid! Stupid! Is that true? Then Jacob gave Esau bread. I didn't throw that piece of bread in for you, baby. Pottage of lentils. I don't even care for this mess, to be honest with you. And he did eat and drink, and he rose up, and he went his way. Thus Esau did. Yeah, that's what we do when we sell out our life and stuff like that. Then all of a sudden we just start hating stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's what he did. Isn't it a crazy story? Okay, here's one. A-N-S-T-A-A-F-L. How many knows what that means? What? That's true! There ain't no such thing as a free lunch. You saw my notes, didn't you? There you go, baby. Amen, amen, amen. You can get these notes online. Here we go, here we go. Ain't no such thing as a free lunch. Are you kidding me? Are y'all all right so far? All right, y'all doing pretty good. Here we go. Why am I preaching this message? Have no idea. It's in the Bible. At least you can say a man got up one week and told you all about this stuff. Here we go. The boys, the birthright, the third thing, the what? The blessing. The blessing. You got a daddy's boy, that's Esau. Mama's boy, that's Jacob. Esau, H, Harry Hunter. Jacob, CC, clever cook. They're older now. About 40 years old. It came to pass that when Isaac was old, that would put him at about how old? Let's take a guess. At 100. That's old. But they lived longer back then. Way back when. And his eyes dim, so he could not see. Okay? So his eyes ain't working too good. And he called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, my son. He said unto him, behold, dad, here I am. And he said, behold, now I am old. I don't know the day of my death. Therefore, take, I pray thee, your weapons, your quiver, your bow. Go out into the field. Take me some what? Because Isaac loved his what? Oh, yeah. And make me some savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me that I can eat, that my soul may bless you before I croak. This is a sad little family. What's the thing? The blessing is sort of a prophecy in a way that the patriarch of the family, which would be Isaac, would give on the firstborn. It's a blessing. He would pour out blessing. And it came with other entitlements as well, sort of like the birthright. And so he's blessing. But now, Jacob done stole that birthright thing. I ain't so sure Isaac knows all about that, though. Okay? But Jacob and Esau know. So this blessing. Then you got the mama's boy. What's his name? Jacob, or otherwise, Cece. Yeah, here we go. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spoke to Esau, say it with me, his son. You'll notice that he called Esau his son, and she called Jacob her son. Is that whacked or what? Is that crazy or what? Aren't they both of their kids? What's wrong with you people? And Esau went to the field to hunt for venison, and Rebekah, this is mama, she spoke unto Jacob, say it with me, her son, and said, behold, I heard your father speak unto Esau your brother, saying, bring me some venison, make me savory meat that I may eat, and bless thee before the Lord, before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Listen to your mother. You're 40, dude. But anyway, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock. Fetch me from thence two good kids of the goats. I will make them savory meat for your father, such as he loves. I'll leave venison goats up to you. I ain't got it all figured out. I guess he's old. I don't know if the taste buds are kicking in or what. I have no idea. Excuse me. Keep going with the story. And thou shalt bring it to your father that he may eat and that he may bless you before he dies. Cool plan, yes or no? Clever plan, he's old, doesn't see really well. We'll make the meal, he'll bless you. Bingo! Are you kidding me? This guy can't get away from crazy stuff in his family. And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, behold, Esau, my brother, is a what? He's a hairy man! And I'm a what? Smooth man. Amen? I'm sorry, excuse me. I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, I can see him just taking care of his skin so nice. I'm sorry, let's go back. Here we go. My father peradventure will feel me. I don't like all that. My father peradventure will feel me. I shall seem to him as a deceiver. Well, you are. That's who you are, boy. And I shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing, mama. Stop it. Stop it. Roger. Quit it. Stop it. Here we go. Keep going. If you don't understand this Bible version, you're never going to get the Bible. This is as low as the cookies we can put on the shelf for you today. Pictures and everything. Here we go. And his mother said unto him, on me be the curse, my son. Only obey my voice. Listen to your mother. And go fetch me those things. And say it with me. He what? And he fetched and he brought them to his mother, and his mother made savory meat such as his father loved. Are you kidding me? This is too funny. What happened? And Rebekah took goodly raiment from her eldest son. She went to the closet, got some of his good clothes, which were with her in the house. Good clothes in the house, bad clothes. I say, here we go. She put them upon Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands. Baby, these ain't London fogs or nothing. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, can you see that? Instead of the hairy part on the inside keeping you, she's backed them out. She's down backwards. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. She puts the skins of these things on his hands. And she puts the other skin on the smooth of his neck. So y'all understand what she did to her kid? Y'all all right? He ain't a kid. He's how old? Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine your mother doing it to you and you're 40? Say. Whoo. So anyway, that's what he had on his hands. And that's what he had on his neck. Is that right? All right. That's goat skin, baby. There it is. Whoa, that's too funny. Here we go. So what happened? So she gave the savory meat and the bread, which she had prepared, into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came unto his father and said, my father! And he said, here am I. Who art thou? My son. Don't he know his own son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau. Your firstborn. I've done as you told me to do. I pray, sit up and eat my venison that my soul, your soul may bless me, Daddy. Can you believe this? And Isaac said unto his son, how is it that you found it so quick? And he said, because the Lord thy God. Because the Lord thy God brought it to me. Come on. You know what this story reminds me of? Little Red Riding Hood. It does. It reminds me of Little Red Riding Hood. I'm sitting in my office studying my Bible thinking that. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. No, I'm sorry. Anyway. No, you know the story of Little Red Riding Hood? Ooh, what hairy hands you have, Grandma. You know, all that kind of good stuff. And Isaac said unto Jacob, come near, I pray thee, that I might feel you, my son, whether you're my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near and he felt him. And his hands were the hands of Esau. Keep looking. Oh, I'm sorry, Roger! What hairy hands you have, Grandma. I mean, that's crazy, ain't it? Come on. Come on. Uh-oh, more texting. What's this mean? R-U-S-O-S. Are you stupid or something? Come on. You can't tell what goat hair is. Come on, what's up with you? And he discerned him not because his hands were hairy as his brother Esau's hands. So we know he had some hairy hands. So he blessed him. What's G-M-A-B mean? Give me a break. Are you kidding me? Are you all right? We're almost done. How many feel like you've been to Disneyland on a ride? Amen. What's the point of this message today? Absolutely no idea. No, I do. I have some thoughts. I have some thoughts. And let me finish on a positive note. Here we go. Well, sometimes in life, you just got to laugh. Okay? Laughter's a choice. We go through hell. We go through hard times. And I can continue to let that be the story of my life. Or I can choose to be happy. I can choose to move forward. I can choose to smile. You know, last time I checked, your grin is yours and your teeth are yours. Why don't you use them? You know what I'm saying? So I learned that out of this a little bit. Sometimes life's crazy. Yeah, the man had a crazy life. But I don't know. He seemed like a happy fellow to me. Life can be crazy. Now listen to me. Your kids can drive you nuts. I'm serious. I mean, they can break your heart. The pain you endure with your children. And many of you have done that. You've shared with me your struggles. How that it's just like, you know, some of you would rather your own life be taken than to see them hurt like they've been hurt. Your parents. Parents can be crazy. We got kids today who are having to raise parents. You understand? Yes or no? Crazy parents who live like idiots. And the adult in the home is the children many times. Isn't that sad? Say. And in this story, you got parents acting all goofy. My son. Oh, my son. What are you talking about? And then life can be crazy your own self. Just us. We could absolutely just be nuts, man. You know? The things we do for immediate gratification. I talked about it earlier. A bowl of soup. Are you serious, dude? Okay? The things we do to one-up somebody else. I want your birthright. I want your blessing. I want to be first. I want to be all that. Isn't that crazy? The way we use each other. Using people to get what we want, to get our high, to get our satisfaction. And that's what the story does. It's people using people. Isaac wants what he wants to eat. You know, and then mama's using, and it's just nothing but just one person using another person. The way we use our kids. Parents use their kids to pit them against the other parent. Y'all listening or not? Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. To cause pain, to cause hurt. You're an idiot. If you do that and you're in this building, you're an idiot. I come up here, I'll tell you to your face. Come on up here. I'll pop you upside the head this morning. Gladly. You hear me? Kids are to be loved, not used. Amen? This is crazy, this whole story. The importance we place on certain things in our life. The birthright, the blessing. How about just a happy family? Now, I know there's a bigger picture. I understand all that. I'm not trying to get in all the prophecy of this whole thing today. At the end of the day, you can't argue with me. These are crazy people. Our own thoughts, and I'm going to finish with this one. Our own thoughts we have about death and defeat and depression. Here's Isaac. Oh, can't you see? I'm dying. So often we live life like that. Y'all listening to me or not? We get down, we get defeated, and we get happy there. And we stay that way. That I could just be defeated and I can just die. Why did I talk about that? Look at it. Even though this crazy family, even though all this absolute insanity happened inside this family, say that last part with me. God's plan and purpose were accomplished. God said, I'm going to build me a nation. And here's the point. I'm going to make a couple of points. Did you know Isaac was probably 100 when this happened? Did you know Isaac lived about another 80 years? Do you see what I'm saying? Sometimes we think life is over, and it ain't over. It ain't sung yet. Flassie ain't sang yet. I ain't seen Miss Flassie, have you? No, I'm serious. Sometimes we just give up, we quit, and Flassie ain't even sung yet. Where is Flassie? Y'all right?
Now, these are Roger's images. As a matter of fact, Isaac lived longer than any of the other Abrahamic patriarchs. The man who thought it was over, the man who got depressed, the man who thought it was curtains, the man who didn't think he could live anymore. Oh, just give me one more meal. The man who thought that lived longer than Abraham, Jacob, all the heirs that followed the 12 tribes of Jacob, he lived longer than all of them. Remember, Flassie ain't sung yet. Jacob, this deceiver, he became who? Israel. And this nation that God promised Abraham, it became a what? A reality. So don't give up. Don't quit. Remember, Flassie ain't sung yet. There's a great thing out in your future, perhaps. That's what I see when I'm reading. All the nations of the earth were blessed by this family because Jesus Christ was born through, guess what, crazy family? This one. Isn't that great? The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David. The son of who? Abraham begat who? And Isaac begat, and Jacob begat Judah. Okay? Should be Judah. Okay? Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And say it with me. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Amen? Unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. We're almost done. Would you say that verse with me? Out of a crazy family came this verse. Come on. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Are you kidding me? Pretty funny, huh? That God would love us so much, his son of a crazy family could come and redeem the world. That's the kind of God we have. Amen? Flassie ain't sung yet, baby. You still got hope. Amen? Let's praise the Lord for his word this morning. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Good stuff.